I was 17, I went in the Marines, and my mom let me go ahead because everybody I ever hung around with were older than me, and they were off into the war, and I wanted to go and join them too. Having had this experience with acrobatics and tap dancing, they called me the Fightin' Heeb. Honest to God, my legal name is Berg, B-E-R-G, Robert Berg. I've had Bobby Bruce ever since I was a puppy because...
Were you bar mitzvahed or any of that?
No, I was not, yeah, not the least
Jewish.
Bit. Uh-huh. I'm the worst Jew in the world. They call me the Fightin' Heeb in the Marines because if somebody said a word about to me about being Jewish, they had a fight on their hands.
But they all liked your fiddle playing.
Oh, yeah. They loved it. I had a little group when we weren't in combat. If we were in combat, I was a litter bearer. That is, when everybody else was down, we were picking up the wounded. But in between campaigns, I would put a group together and we would play the officers' clubs or the non-commissioned officers' clubs for drinks. Mm-hmm. And I would collect them underneath my cot. And then we'd throw one hell of a party for the band. I was in the band, had to beat a bass drum on parades.
Uh-huh.
And then I finally made a bandmaster and I had 125 guys. And here I am, 18 years old, a punk kid. You know, and a lot of the guys were older than me.
Well, but you became a hell of an arranger. So you played other instruments? I mean, obviously the bass is...
No, I just read some books and taught myself.
Oh, okay.
I was self-taught.
But you said you played bass then?
Beat a bass drum. Beat the hell out of it.
But the fiddle's always been your only main instrument. Yeah. I thought I read something about you going ashore literally with your fiddle.
Yes. I was on Iwo Jima with the fiddle... I went all the way, Guam, Saipan, Tinian, and Iwo Jima.
Those were bloody battles, yes.
I shouldn't even be alive. Can I tell you a grisly one?
Sure.
When I was picking up a man who had his jaw shot off, and I took a matchbook, and I put that in that gap right there so he wouldn't swallow his tongue, and I kept telling him, I said, it's all right. They have such wonderful surgery now. They can make you look just fine. There's going to be no problem at all. Well, a couple of years later, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma with Leon McAuliffe and his Western Swing Band. My wife and I, we were married by then, went to get a hamburger. And the man that waited on us said, were you in the service? I said, yes. Were you in the Marines? I said, yes. Third Division?
Wow.
Yes. Did you pick me up and you were a litter bearer? I said, yes. He says, I knew your voice.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't see, having his jaw shot off, but he knew my voice.
Wow.
I turned to my wife and we both cried like babies. It was just so touching.
Yeah.
That was Iwo Jima.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.